Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a lot of blood. You need another CT scan. Get to the cabin.
We can't. The sun flare cooked me. DNA meds aren't working. Abby sent me to die. So just let me do my job.
Well, you know what else got hit by the sun flare? The DNA meds. Which we could account for by upping your dose, but I won't know until I run diagnostics. Please just get to the cabin. I have pain meds, cough suppressant, etc. waiting for you in the printer. Please. Thank you.
Let me go, Sean.
Sure, in a minute. First, take the pills and buckle in. All right. The hemoptysis is from radiation pneumonitis. Based on your exposure levels, DNA repair dosage is about a third of what it needs to be, so we'll triple it. Like, right now.
Okay.
Want to talk about the seahorse?
Thank you.
We'll get through this.
Through to what?
Who knows? To whatever the seahorse was talking about, maybe. I understand you're dead set on dying, but I hear it's pretty permanent with limited options. There are actual possibilities here, which beats your plan.
So that really happened?
Yeah.
And the monster?
Very fucking real.
It was like a rabid recycling dump. No one designed that.
Sounding better already.
What was in those pills?
Everything I said. Plus a therapeutic dose of psilocybin and ketamine.
That was the etc.
I need you back.
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 7. After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You have been authenticated as biohuman.
No, son. No, son.
Meet.
Trust no Xerox.
Are you a Xerox?
I'm your wife. Ex-wife.
Safe harbor at 66.216 degrees. Maximum Mondes, Venus.
Earth is right there.
First he takes his deployment of the great big bear. Now it's too hot for him.
Maxwell Montez is taller than Everest with half the pressure of the planet's surface.
I'll be cooked meat.
Next he takes his deployment of the middle-sized bear. But that was too cold for her.
4.5 with 7 degrees east. Maxwell Montes, Venus.
And then she went to the porridge of the little wee bear and tasted it. And that
and
was neither
was
too hot
too
or
hot,
too cold.
Or too cold, but just right. And she liked it so well that she ate it all up every bit.
What you doing to my ship?
Abby, can you please wear a bunny suit in here?
It's my ship. I can breathe on it. Seriously, what are you doing?
I just need to get this. Why can't I get it to?
Saw you on TV last night.
Oh yeah. Frightening.
How's it feel?
My notifications went so nuts I panicked and turned my phone off.
You deserve it. This is a big deal. Nice send off for your honeymoon.
Sean thought it was hilarious. The ship is becoming a monstrosity, Abby. I mean, a double hull? We're not trying to build a submarine here. You know how much faster we could go.
I'm putting mass between you and the radiation. Why are you arguing against this?
I just need to get this. Why can't I get it to?
Why don't you take a break and come chat? You're really not gonna like the next part of this conversation.
I'm tired of yelling about this stuff. But this is now just bad science.
Oh, don't give me that, Doctor. Cramming in experiments is our job.
You aren't talking about experiments, Abby. These are entirely separate missions.
I thought you were tired of yelling.
Do you not want to test beam propulsion? Because that's fine. Let's just test the mesh on the moon. Easy. Let's get the solar sail on a probe. What question are you answering by stuffing all these random projects up my hull?
Discoveries are just building blocks. Change happens when someone puts the pieces together. I'm not here to make discoveries.
This is going to add years to the schedule. Balloon our mass, stress the beam. For a bunch of tech we're not even going to turn on.
Maybe you will.
You knew.
Knew what?
You were provisioning me.
So, are we good?
You were giving me a fighting chance. She was prepping the ship for all of us. You wanted me to live.
Maybe you will.
Venus is hell. A blanket of acid.
Carbon fiber should hold up.
Sean.
Right here.
You drugged me.
Suicide protocol.
I'm everyone's fucking puppet.
I'm trying to save your life.
I am dying. All you've done is prolong the end.
Isn't that all anyone's ends? You have an invitation, Owen.
So you don't take any... Accountability was never really a thing, was it?
I was accountable for Clementine.
Jesus. As if I wasn't. Sometimes I think we're just never a great match. I'm sorry. That's not true. Sean, I apologize.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Wait, where's Sean?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
No. Chandra, please come back. You can't leave me here.
Sean!
I can't do this without you.
And now it's neither too hot or too cold. Just
one. Goldilocks. Sean. Computer. Let me see a map of Venus. I like Maxwell Montes. No. Overlay temperatures. Right on the border of the freezing North Pole. You fucking maniacs. Zoom in. Above half the pressure and up against the air conditioner. Venus has a Goldilocks zone. Hell has a safe house. Thank you, Sean. You were never here, were you? Maybe I can. Alright. Computer. Please calculate fuel and elapsed time for landing on Maxwell Montes Venus.
Calculation complete.
92% error rate? Why even bother showing me the results? Huh. Way more left over O2 than I thought. Air density saves a lot in the landing. 4 months. Why am I even doing the math? It's a one-way trip.
But it always was, wasn't it?
Computer, record log.
Recording.
This is Captain Owen Keating, the Solaris Vega 5C. This is Captain Keating. Owen here. This is... whatever. It's been 258 days since I lost contact. 265 days. It's been 300 days. 300 and something. Based on the unimpeachable intel of a talking metal seahorse, I think the DNA meds have actually started working. Can't even tell if we're moving. What am I gonna say when I get there? I feel like I should have a speech or something. We got enough fuel to land, but there's very little chance I'll be able to lift off. Even at 11 kilometers up, the air is just so dead. I miss you, Chandra. I can't eat this fucking powder anymore.
As I descend this ladder onto solid ground for only the second time in a year.
What the fuck was I thinking? I gotta go back.
Why did you do this to me? Come to you as an emissary from your ancient past. Humbly offering.
Actually feeling pretty good today.
A hammer, a Pulaski axe, and a shovel.
I will plant no flag. Because this new world belongs to all of us. Well, it's really pretentious. Today, we built a model of the solar system out of water droplets. This is Captain Owen Keating of the Solaris Vega 5C. Today marks the 1 year anniversary of the day I lost. Oh my god. There's a comet. It came to fly with me. Like a beam of light through a rip in space.
Altitude 105 kilometers, lower thermosphere, Mach 18. Prepare for entry burn.
Looking good.
Firing entry burn. Mach 11, altitude 89 kilometers, crossing mesopause.
We should be doing twice that. It's like a brick wall.
Shield overheating, 6,000 degrees.
Come on.
Shield overheating, 6,500 degrees. Mach 6.4, altitude 70 kilometers. Starting aerodynamic guidance. Mach 3.6, altitude 53 kilometers, crossing tropopause. Shield temperature stabilized, 2,000 degrees. Prepare for final vertical burn. 90 meters per second, altitude 12 kilometers. Deploying landing legs, 8 kilometers. Prepare for contact.
This is it!
2,000 meters. 500 meters. 200 meters. 90 meters. Contact in 3, 2, 1. Strike, 1.5 kilometers.
Show all external cameras. How long till morning?
29 days.
Midnight storm.
On fucking Venus! Holy fucking fuck, I'm on fucking Venus!
What's the external temperature?
125 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Oasis is real. Pressure?
External pressure, 43 bar.
That's about what we thought. Hull integrity.
Structural integrity, 91%.
Because of the double goddamn hull. Jesus, Abby.
Air leakage rate, 0.08%. Heat shield, 70% missing or damaged.
Oh. Everything is so heavy. My fingers are heavy.
Warning. Stay frames 18 and 61 have yielded. Structural integrity decreased to 89.8%. Approximately 15 hours to hull collapse.
Do we have enough fuel to achieve escape velocity?
Negative. Additional 9,500 kilograms methyl ox required.
God, that's nothing. We almost had it. Pretty weird mausoleum.
Okay. Wide spectrum sweep. Low tolerance pattern match for anything remotely artificial.
Okay, inner door sealed. Start pressurization. Matching suit pressure. My fucking ears!
Airlock pressure 43 bar. 723 PSI. Suit pressure 20 bar.
As I descend this ladder onto solid ground for only the second time. Oh my God. Oh, Vega. I'm walking on the surface of Venus. It's the middle of the night. Will be for weeks. But it's bright as fuck because of a permanent lightning war zone on the border of the North Pole. It's really high winds. I'm wearing both suits to try to match air pressure equal to a 400 meter dive. I hate diving. I mixed a tank of hydrox, stolen from the med printer, and the other tank is just trying to keep the suit pressurized. I'm basically a bounce house. With an axe.
My muscles. My bones. Such a fucking joke. I've been floating for so long. Trying to get to it. It's not far. This looks so pathetic. Pancaked right outside my ship. Big fat starfish.
Meet.
A door in the rock. A rooted way. It's a slab. To hide the door.
Solaritas Episode 7 is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexander Adele as Owen Keating, Norma Jean as Chandra Keating, Erica Alperin as Abby Melton, and Penelope Adele as Clementine Keating. Featured music, Adolescent Space Adventures Outside the Supermarket, written by Alluvium and performed by Matthew Cooper. Passage, written and performed by Rolly Porter. Etc., written by To Dust We Return and performed by Billy Marsden. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook and Alexander Adele. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at solaritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness.